Amanda's going to be here, right?
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and start, I think, because we have a lot to do. And it is 9:31. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the December 14th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz? Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. I expect that we will be joined by Commissioner Fritz this morning, but we're going to go ahead and get started. We have a lot of business to do today, so we will work our way through it. We have some time certain so that we can try to have your time be not wasted in waiting for us to get to your item. If you're here to speak on a council item this today, you can let our clerk know and she'll give you the opportunity to testify. We typically allow 3 minutes. I think we'll be able to do that today, but we may have to reduce it to 2 minutes on some items, just again in order for the council to get through a lot of work that we're doing at the end of the year here today and next week.
Mayor, can I ask you a question?
Please.
I heard from my staff this morning that there is a big snowstorm predicted, and it may hit sometime midday. If we get a sense that that's going to happen, is it your intention to try to get as much stuff done between now and, say, 1 o'clock and move things around just so we get those?
Exactly. Though we did just talk to the Weather Service, and they've moved their estimate of when it's really going to start snowing a little later in the day. So we may get a full day's work in.
Or it may mean it's going to start in 15 minutes.
Yeah, right. It's a forecast, not a guarantee. So, but
certainly some of the items are very time sensitive too.
Yeah, so we're going to certainly move as expeditiously as we can. And obviously we always follow the rules of decorum in this chamber. We want to listen to every point of view. If you agree with someone, give them a positive hand gesture if you feel like it. And if you disagree, you're welcome to give them a negative hand gesture. But we reserve applause and vocal demonstrations for students and visiting dignitaries. So if you're one of those, you may get a round of applause. Otherwise, we like to keep it quiet so that we can hear everyone and so everyone feels respected. With that, let's take our folks that have signed up for Council Communications 1382A.
Mayor, do we have
to I'm sorry. Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Novick has a pre-gavel announcement, so we'd like to give him the chance to do that.
Is my bike working today?
Yes.
Okay.
Hooray.
Colleagues, on November 28th, Troy Lovell, a PBOT maintenance employee, was working with fellow crew members as part of PBOT's Leaf Day street cleaning. During that process, Troy suffered a life-threatening medical event. Four of his coworkers responded quickly and called 911. According to the hospital physician, their training and quick response literally made the difference between life and death. We wanted to take this opportunity to recognize Troy and his coworkers who acted expeditiously to get him to the hospital: Bruce Charter, Billy Spires, Troy Wakefield, and Dana Whitley. And I think that is Director Creed here to elaborate?
Come on up.
Thank you.
Please. Leah and amazing employees, welcome.
So thank you for the opportunity. I really just want to echo what Commissioner Novick said. I am so humbled and proud by our crews at PBOT, and literally they saved one of their coworkers' lives, and that is just so worthy of your recognition and everyone else's. So with my gratitude and thanks for your job, truly appreciate everything that you do.
So we make exceptions for students, visiting dignitaries, and hometown heroes. Let's hear it for these guys. So how's he doing?
He apparently is going to be returning to work in about a week.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you all every day and the work you do, and we're going to appreciate you a lot this next 24 hours, obviously.
Now we're going to leave here and go get the plows and sanders ready.
Thank you so much.
As you do. Well done, man. Thank you very much. Let's hear it for these guys.
I'd like to just mention that this is an added service that the city employees offer to our community, is that we are allowed to take CPR and defibrillation classes that the city pays for, so that it's not unusual for some of our staff who you wouldn't necessarily think of as first responders to be there when needed, and we very much appreciate that.
Great work. Great idea to have people be ready to help like that. Super work. Thank you, Steve. Thanks very much. Okay, that's a great note to start on. Let's take our